This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement.
Well, let's try that one more time.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Occasionally, there's one of those moments where somebody starts something, and then something comes in behind it, and now all of a sudden they're Nostradamus. They foresaw what was coming, and we have arrived at one of those moments. A writer at Ammoland, who's been on the show before, he has filed suit against a social media giant, and he's going through the Federal Elections Commission to do it, and I'm going to let him tell the story. So joining us to tell us this story that could actually be quite exciting is writer John Crump. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Okay, so what have you gone and done?
Well, we filed a complaint with the FEC. I can hear a little bit and explain what happened. While I was on Facebook, I noticed that Cam Edwards' article and also Rachel Malone's article was both marked as fake news. So I read the articles, and the articles were talking about Kamala Harris's past with guns, specifically the amicus brief that she submitted in the Heller case where she said that the individual does not have a right to own guns. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So I started looking into who was doing the fact checking on this, because at Facebook they have what's called a trusted fact checker program where these people have like free reign. And I discovered it was the AFP. The AFP is like the French version of the Associated Press. They are funded by the French government, and most of their board members are made up of French government officials. In 2016, Facebook got criticized for letting the Russians interfere, but I thought this was kind of like letting the French government interfere because they were marking stuff that was true and well-sourced as false. But they're opinion pieces, so anything can be assumed by that. So what I did is I took Kamala Harris's amicus brief and posted that with no context. That was marked false, even though it was the amicus brief that she filed with the Supreme Court. So I wrote to Facebook and asked them about foreign election interference and saying I'm writing an article about foreign election interference and how Facebook is allowing it. So they removed the false flag. Also, a bunch of GOA groups got limited because they shared the article, and so did some other Second Amendment groups. So eventually they removed the false flag. They never responded to me, but they did ban me for life from Facebook. So what I did is I contacted my attorneys, the Olson Law Firm, Bill and Rob Olson, who are awesome attorneys. And we drafted up a FEC complaint because Facebook was making basically an in-kind donation to now, the Harris campaign.
Well, let's point out that the Olson guys are very, very familiar with Second Amendment sort of stuff, too.
Yeah.
That's sort of their wheelhouse, yeah.
Yeah, the Bumper Stock case, for example, and a bunch of other cases. They're really, really good. They're true believers in the Second Amendment. So don't drop up a complaint. And we filed that complaint with the FEC. So Facebook started limiting and Twitter started limiting other groups. So people have been taking the complaint and modifying it to meet their needs of how they were discriminated against and filing even more FEC complaints. And now because of all these complaints, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, who is the head of Twitter, now has to go in front of Congress about all these FEC complaints. They're subpoenaed by the Senate.
Well, they've been caught, not just by you, but, I mean, they've been caught also restricting and falsely restricting the dissemination of information on the Hunter Biden story. So this
this is like
a bowling ball. They're the bowling ball, and you guys are the pins. And they just bowled their own strike, except they're striking it themselves. To me,
yeah. They always hit under, hey, we're a private platform type of thing. We can regulate. We can do whatever we want. Which means you can't sue them if they remove you from the platform or something. You can't sue them because they're a private platform.
Well,
what they do run afoul of is the law and election law.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. Now, if they're a platform, right, like phone lines are platforms, the power grid is a platform, most of your major utilities are platforms. I can use a phone, I can call you, we can coordinate a hit, and then the only people that get in trouble if we get caught coordinating that hit is me and you, not Verizon, not one of the Bells, because they're a platform. They're not liable for what we do or say on the platform, which is what they claim to be, which is a platform. So therefore, they can't be, nothing can be litigated against them now. But what they're doing, though, right, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're actually acting like a publisher, in which case they can be litigated against. But they want the protections of being a platform, but they want to act like publishers. Is this the? Have you guys finally caught them in this little thing, in this little web they weave?
Yes. In my article that I wrote for Amelin, I actually discussed that. They hide behind DMCA protections. Because they can't be held for copyright or anything like that, because they say, hey, we're not a publisher, we're just a platform. But then when they want to regulate speech or remove stuff from their sites, they claim, hey, we're a publisher, we can do whatever we want. So they're trying to play both sides of the field. What I really would love to see is, since they have so much of a big monopoly on the online platforms, I would love to see them be regulated as a utility. They legally cannot discriminate against speech.
Well, I mean, I guess the first thing that comes up, and we'll talk about this in the next segment, but let me set the question. You hold the answer.
Okay.
Who actually regulates them as far as being on the Internet and doing these things on the Internet? Is that the FEC, the FCC? Is it a bunch of people depending on the context? Who actually regulates them? Let's try to figure that out in the next segment if we could. How do they find you and the stuff you do? John, how do they find you?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
They can go to amelin.com and go to all contributors, and I'm right down there.
And you also do, we'll talk about the other stuff you do. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is very intriguing. This is Lock and Load.
makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with John Crump. He is a writer at Ammoland. He does a you do a stream as well, don't you?
I do a stream. I usually broadcast about five days a week, unless I'm busy with a lot of articles like this week. Because I have a lot of stuff coming out.
Now, with this lawsuit that you've got going on, have the Olson guys, have they already met with or gotten with anybody and said, hey, you know, we're in on this too. Would you guys like to collaborate, or has anybody contacted them, or is it just going to run parallel? How's this going to work?
Well, it's a complaint, which is a little bit different than a lawsuit. So it's an FEC complaint, which it doesn't go to the courts. It goes through the FEC commission. But yeah, they've been reached out to, and they've supplied the actual draft to different people who have now filed FEC complaints for themselves. I don't think I can get into exactly who, but a lot of the complaints you see are basically cookie cutter.
Right.
From what they filed.
So who is going to be the one that provides the slap down? Are there going to be multiple alphabet agencies that have to get together and have a conversation about, okay, this is obviously this, or this is obviously that, or they're conducting themselves this way, but they're claiming this kind of protection? Who's going to actually get together and decide?
Oh, I think it's going to be a multiple-faceted response. The FEC, I'm pretty sure they're going to respond. That's the Federal Elections Committee, and that's all Trump appointees. So I'm pretty sure that they're going to respond with some type of monetary fine. Also, because of everything going on, Jack Dorsey and Zuckerberg has to go in front of the Senate. So I can see some type of regulation about social media platforms coming out. There's already social media platform regulations winding its way through Congress. The thing that's going to hurt that Facebook and Twitter is that the dislike for those platforms and what they do is on both sides of the aisle. It's really bipartisan.
Yeah, I see that happening from time to time. I know that Trump has spoken to the FCC about some of these tech people. And I'm going to presume that if with this, they also are going to take a look at Google. Is that a fair presumption?
Maybe Google is not exactly as bad as the other platforms when it comes to censoring the Biden stuff and the election stuff. Google has, to their credit, played it really right down the line when it comes to the election, which kind of surprises me. But, if they do lean left, of course. But it doesn't seem like they are as active of trying to sway the populace as Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
So I think they're going to get off.
Have you ever seen The Social Dilemma?
Yes, I used to work at Facebook. So I can tell you everything in that movie is 100% true.
Yeah, well, I mean, they. I think this time they've sort of. And it's like everything else on the left. This year, everybody dropped their mask, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They went all in. If you look at, the Amy Cohen, Coney Barrett stuff, they went all in on trying to destroy her.
Yep.
To her credit, she's them around a little bit because she refused to play their games and made them look bad, which is good because at the beginning of her confirmation, the majority of Americans didn't want to see her confirmed, but now, the overwhelming majority of Americans want to see her confirmed, and that's all because how she's been handling herself.
Well, Now, as this goes forward, with this complaint, what normally would be the time link that we would expect to see something like this occur?
I think it's going to move pretty fast. They acknowledged that the FEC acknowledged that they got the complaint and they, on the surface, thought the it merited looking at. So they had to send a copy to Facebook, and Facebook has 5 days to respond. So that's where we are right now. We're in that little phase of waiting, but now they have to respond to a lot of different people's requests, but ours is the first, so we should get something back first, and I think they're going to be up in front of the Senate.
Well, now, is this something that I'm sure at this particular point, and given the way everything seems to be going with this election, and you can answer this in the next segment, so let me, you won't have time to answer this. Given the fact that this really all started to happen in 2016, after the election of Donald Trump, they began to understand, I think, that we were using, since we didn't have mainstream media on our side, we were using different means to disseminate information, and social media was a big thing, so they started restricting YouTube, they started restricting Facebook, they started restricting Twitter. And given that they are just about willing to sell their own mothers to Mongolian slavers as long as Donald Trump is defeated, do you think they'll actually arrest their behavior? Because your 5 days is about up, isn't it? But, you know, we'll talk about that in the next segment. John is a very good investigative reporter. When he writes something for Ammoland, most of the time it's something that nobody else is writing about. And he's found out facts that nobody else knows. And you can find him at all contributors on Ammoland.com, John Crump. And he, you know, we'll find out his website where he does his stream when we get back. This is the takedown of social media by somebody in the Second Amendment. It's good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
When a coronavirus vaccine is available, seniors will be the first in line. That's the message from President Trump as he told a group of seniors Friday in Fort Myers, Florida.
Seniors will be the first in line for the vaccine, and we will soon be ending this pandemic. Hasn't happened a thing like this since 1918, 1917. That was a bad one, too. That was a real bad one. I will not rest until we've eradicated this plague from our country and our lives and our world. We want it out.
The president's speech comes after his administration announced they've struck a deal with CVS and Walgreens to distribute a vaccine to seniors and staff in long-term care facilities. That includes nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and residential care homes. The pharmacies will coordinate on-site vaccination dates at each facility, and vaccines will be free of charge when they're available. This is USA Radio News. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is again apologizing after the tech giant blocked a New York Post report on Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine. Dorsey tweeted Friday that blocking the story was wrong and that the company's policy and enforcement have been updated. Dorsey is still expected to be called before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week to testify on the matter. Senior Trump campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp says Dorsey's moves are too little too late. She tells Fox News that Twitter has proven to uphold a double standard on what it sees as the truth.
It's too little, too late. I think we've seen this, for example, when President Trump said that he was immune to COVID. They put that as misleading. They labeled it as misleading, which we know when a Harvard study came out basically saying that if you get COVID, you'd be immune for about 4 months. But, of course, they won't call the Harvard study misleading. So they're being very selective as to what they're deciding as to which content to approve or fact check or not.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with writer John Ryder and streamer John Crump. Now, are you prepared to answer my question as I said it to you, sir?
Go ahead and repeat it one more time. Make sure that it'll...
I'm trying to remember it myself. Wrong. I was hoping you would remember it. I think my biggest problem with this action is that they've actually been caught. And we got a lot of things happening right now where they're actually caught. The thing with the ATF, this is where they're actually caught with the honey badger. We've got a lot of things going on right now where they're actually caught being political.
That is correct.
And we got these arbitrary things being decided. And this is this is one of those moments when, you know, I think my question was, do you think they will actually, when the 5 days is up, which I'm assuming that it's like tomorrow or next week sometime when it's going to be up, are they going to respond? Are they going to admit to wrongdoing? And what can we expect them to do? Or is this going to get something they're going to try to weasel their way out of?
Well, they're going to have to really don't have a choice.
Right.
The U.S. government says, hey, you have to respond legally or we'll fine and you guilty or whatever. Then they have to respond. So they will respond. I know that some of the social media platforms are trying to head off everything. In fact, Jack Dorsey just a few moments ago sent out an apology letter for restricting the speech and restricting the sharing of the Biden article. The Senate already said too little too late, you're still coming. But hopefully they change for the better. What I'm concerned about is that, you know, once it gets out of the public view, that they're going to go back to doing what they have been doing. That's why I'm never one for government regulations. But when you have a monopoly on thought, then something has to be done, because the Facebooks and the Twitters are the public square now. I mean, there's stuff like Parler and stuff, but that's a echo chamber. Facebook and Twitter is where the exchange of ideas actually happen, and I think that there needs to be some type of regulations to ensure that both sides have their voices heard, because if not, you're going to do irreparable damage to society, because you're only going to get one side of the political spectrum, and then everything becomes like a hive mind, basically.
Right.
Right. So the idea is not to retreat to our own platforms. The idea is to fight to stay on these platforms so we can reach the people that are on the fence. If we would just retreat to the right-wing platforms or pro-gun platforms and don't engage on like the Twitters and Facebook, that's going to leave the people on the fence with only one view coming at them. And then, you know, we're giving up the middle ground, which I don't think we should.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but I mean, and that's the other thing. That's the other great thing about this, because, you know, and you and I have talked about this on here. We talked about GunStreamer and Froll 30 and all these other alternatives that are coming out there to try to give us a place to go, when in fact we should be allowed to go wherever we like. We should be allowed to do, put up and post whatever we want. I mean, we don't advocate for killing anybody. We don't advocate for hurting anybody. As a matter of fact, we just read, you know, for the most part. The Second Amendment, you know, you're okay. Well, Second Amendment says this, and, you know, you don't. You're not making anything up. You actually go out and do a little fact-checking and everything, real fact-checking. So, you know, that's what excites me about this moment. Because you guys have sort of lined a few things up here that could turn into something gigantic.
Hopefully it will. And I know a lot of people are using our template for our FBC complaint and stuff like that. And talking to the Olsons, plus me, we agree that, you know, maybe we won't get the credit that, well, I, nothing me, but the Olsons, maybe they won't get the credit that they deserve for coming up with this idea and pitting together the original documents. But we all agree that if it changes everything for the better, it doesn't matter who gets the credit. It matters that, you know, things have changed for the better.
Well, I wouldn't expect to see you guys infighting about, no, my name is on top. I don't expect to see that. I expect to see you guys going after this with a, with just looking for at an objective, at a goal, at a mission. This is our mission. We got to complete this, and that's the way I expect you guys will comport yourself when you get out there and you're going through all of this stuff.
Yeah, that's why the Olsons have shared the complaint and the complaint format and everything to a bunch of different people, without asking for anything in return, because they are. I've dealt with a lot of attorneys, and a lot of them are just in it for the fame or the money or whatever. I can definitely say the Olsons are definitely in it for the right reasons.
Now, you also have support from Gun Owners of America. Is anybody else tagging on to this and going to come and get involved with this?
Well, GOA has financially backed that. So I do want to thank them for that.
Sure.
Because
absolutely.
Richard Malone is the director of Texas. I do know the Houston Current, where Rachel writes for, I do know that they are looking at doing something similar, because they have been targeted as well, because Rachel Malone's article has appeared on there. Bearing Arms, I know that Cam Edwards was restricted. I'm not sure what they're looking to do, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do something. I have no insight
now
knowledge
when,
if they're going to do anything. But
when Cam Edwards was restricted, was he restricted in the? I mean, was it an article he published on there or?
He published their article, and what Facebook does is. You can still see the article, so they say we don't remove the article. We just let people know that it's fake, it's false, or misinformation. What they do is they do an overlay on top of it, so you really can't click on the article. The only thing that you can do is click on the link that, in this case, took you to the AFP website, which says that Cam was making stuff up when he wasn't, or Rachel was making stuff up when she wasn't. And the article, the fact-check article, was insanely crazy.
I tell you what, realization. Let's talk about how insanely crazy it is in the next segment, if we could. And, you know, real quick, tell them, I don't know where your stream pops up. Where does your stream pop up?
If you can go find everything about my stream's on YouTube at John Crump too, but if you go to crumpy.com, crumpy.com, you can find all my stuff. I set up a little website so I can just put everything in one central location. So in case I get deleted off another platform, people know where to find me.
You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516. To make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to John Crump, who he is on the tip of the spear as we get ready to hold one side. I mean, social media is a thing that, I mean, do you have a Facebook page now? You lost your original Facebook page. Do you have one now?
Maybe. I mean, if they find out about it, they're going to delete it. But, yeah, I do have another Facebook page. I'm sure they're looking for it because they basically said if I create another one, they're going to delete it. But I did create another one because, you know, that's how I keep in touch with my family in Europe. I mean, I have a lot of family in Europe.
Okay.
And that's how, you know, we keep in touch with them. So it's... I can't really keep in touch with them without it. It's like too expensive to call all the time.
You didn't tell me that when we had our phone call. See, John called me and said, Bill, I've lost my Facebook page. I said, you ain't losing nothing. You still write for Ammo Land, don't you? I didn't know that was one of your ways of communication with far-flung relatives.
Yeah. My wife is Italian, so I speak to a lot of my Italian in-laws over there.
Right.
And surprisingly enough, a lot of them are really into guns.
The Italians. Well, you know, do you put out a podcast?
Yeah, my podcast is basically my live stream. You can go to podcast.crumpy.com and find my podcast. It's an audio version of the live stream.
Have you ever looked at how many people in foreign countries find that and download it?
Surprisingly a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
especially in Europe, though. It's really surprising how much. I mean, it's still like 80% U.S., but you know, like 15% Europe and like usually 4% like Australia, like 1% other places. But it's still amazing.
Yeah, people across the world look here. I mean, my podcast gets listened to by some people that are in the military overseas, but a lot of places. Like, I don't know of any that we may have military posts in France, for example, but I don't know what they would be. And right after, you know, the terrorist attacks there during the Obama administration and the Charlie Hebdo thing and everything else, you'd notice a spike in listenership coming out of France, or I would. So, you know, I find that sort of interesting.
Well, I did have somebody reach out to me from Germany, and they were saying that they listen to my podcast and how we need to protect our Second Amendment because they really want a Second Amendment and they don't have one. So I just thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. It is. It is absolutely cool. But I find that sort of interesting, too. But I didn't know that about your Facebook page. I was when John called me, I was somewhat cavalier because I look at us in media, print, radio, whatever it is. I look at you and I and everybody that does what we do as being, we can't be deplatformed because we still exist without them. We still have online presences without them. I didn't know that about you, so I apologize if I seemed a little flip. When I was like, don't worry about it. You didn't lose nothing, John. Doggone.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. We'll end up dealing with it. But, I don't really care about, my professional page or anything like that. It's more about, this is how I keep in touch and stuff like that. Plus, I have, pictures on there of my kids when they were born and stuff like that, and I lost all that.
I always back
and logins
everything.
Too. If you use logins, Facebook logins to log into websites, you lost access to all those websites.
Yeah. I know. Anyway. Now, with this, will this lead to other things? Do you think? Do you think this will the reason I was asking about Google is because of YouTube?
Yeah, I understand with the YouTube thing, deplatforming of gun guys and Second Amendment guys. But with the Facebook thing and the YouTube thing, it was so egregious.
Right.
And it was so obvious why they were doing it. They can't say, hey, it's because of content, because of cited. Google with YouTube have banned a lot of gun stuff, but they say for political reasons, it's for blah, blah, blah.
Safety.
And
it's for safety.
A little bit of cover. I mean, it is for political reasons, but they have cover. It's a little bit more believable than, hey, we're not going to let anyone share any bad stuff about Kamala Harris, or we're not going to let anybody share anything about Biden's son.
The thing is, though, when they did this, they didn't give you any indicator as to what was in there that was, besides just the whole text, they didn't say, this is what we find egregious, this is what we disagree with, this is why we call this fake news. And it's the same with YouTube. They get out there and say, certain of your videos have violated community standards. And you're like, when that happened to me, I was like, great, which ones? I'll delete them. And I never heard. Nobody would ever tell me anything. It's like, this is like the ATF with the bump stocks right now. They just make it up as they go. And they're always going to be coming down on the side against you and me and people like you and me. So,
oh, yeah, of course.
That's all there was to it, John. No big whoop.
Just have to fight back. We have to continue fighting. We can't give up that ground.
Oh, I completely agree with
that. I'm not willing to give an inch. And I know you're probably not willing to give an inch either.
Well, no, I just, the other day, I still get communications from YouTube, not YouTube, but from Facebook about running ads, right? And I sort of have, I didn't set it up this way to be a cover issue. I don't sell anything, right? I'm not selling guns or anything. I talk about them. I advocate for the right. And they'll take my money for the ads. But the last ad I ran into a little trouble because the girl that was helping me set it up, she goes, oh, you are a gun guy. Guns are a no-no here at Facebook. And I said, young lady, I really wish I had that on recording. But I tell you what, let's just not run an ad. And then she started backing up and everything. And I've got her email still saved and everything. And I've already called them and said, listen, if you guys want to be that blatant about it, you better watch out who's on the other end of the phone. And but I ended up running the ad anyway because she didn't know what she was talking about.
Believe it or not, a big gun culture at Facebook. There's underground gun groups at Facebook.
That doesn't surprise me.
Everyone's just too afraid to come. Love it. I have a friend at Facebook who happens to be transgender and a gun person.
Right.
And they are afraid to come out of the closet. And I was talking to my friend. My friend said, it was easier for me to transition to being transgender than it is for me to tell people that I'm a gun owner. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah. That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, but, yeah, you know, they live in the Silicon Valley, so that is what it is. And all the big gun advocates that advocated for, like, different things, most of those people have left the company. Chuck Rossi was a big one. He was, like, an executive level who was a gun guy. And he left the company, I left the company, and a bunch of other people who were big gun people left as well.
Well, after watching Social Dilemma, I believe it. I think that was a big eye-opener for me, just the amount of remorse that I see with some employees about what I started, what I began. I had to get out of that. I need to tell everybody, and which you're sort of doing that here now. We're about to run out of time.
Yeah.
One more time, they can find your stuff at Amoland, right?
Yeah, at Amoland. You can go to crumpy.com. And I just want to say I did leave Facebook for, moral reasons.
We'll be touching base with you to see how this goes. Thank you for joining me this evening.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.